Well, hello, everyone, and were you about to say something?
No.
Okay.
I was just going to say, hello, great job.
Welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. As you can see, my compatriot, my I don't know what to call you.
Better half.
my better half is back in the studio with us today. Of course, if you were following us last week, David's in my broadcast or podcast.
It was a total flop.
Well, it actually got pulled almost immediately off of YouTube.
Yeah, well,
I guess
it was
we violated the YouTube code of conduct by actually telling the truth.
Well, even they have quality.
Or was it Facebook or YouTube?
I don't know.
They all kind of
even they have quality standards, guys.
Well, yeah, they will not allow you to actually tell the gospel truth on the air.
Is that
you
right?
You must report the narrative that's approved by the liberals that are involved in controlling the social media. Otherwise, we'll just kick you right off. But
yeah,
you can still follow us on Rumble and other. But hopefully this broadcast will make it past the first minute because we are covering an important subject.
Yeah, we are.
The most tragic days in American history.
December the 7th, 1941.
No. September the 11th, 2001?
No.
Well, what could it be then?
Let's see. The day that Joe Biden was elected?
That definitely. I was about to say Clinton's election, Obama's election, Biden's election.
No, it's January the 6th. America was under greater threat. Liberty was hanging by a thread on January the 6th. Well, according to Mitch McConnell.
Well, you know, I can remember that day distinctly. I was sitting in my office, and I had the TV on watching Fox Business. And I know that many of our own church members were in Washington, D.C., going to hear the current sitting president deliver a speech and to
Is that
exercise.
When he incited the insurrection?
You know, I never saw that.
Oh.
And I was watching very clearly. And then I saw people marching, and I talked to many of our members of the congregation that were there. We had other friends from across the country that were there, and I didn't see any of that. In fact, you know what's funny? I saw video of this. I don't know who this guy was with no shirt on and wearing the buffalo horns.
Yeah.
I literally saw video of the Capitol Police walking him in to the House chamber and allowing him to go up and sit in the Speaker of the House's seat and talking with him, having a pleasant conversation, an armed security guard just letting him in, escorting him in, and allowing all this to go on, take photo ops. Dan, as many times as I've been in the Capitol, and as many times as you've been, I think you've probably been there more times than I have been. Have you ever been allowed to sit in the Speaker's chair?
No, in fact, I have led tours of the Capitol building. And you had to have a seated rep or senator
walk you through,
get you in the building, and they had to be with you the entire time. And we typically did it after hours because we couldn't get in for the guided tours that had to go through all of the protocol to be able to allow citizens to tour the Capitol building.
So this greatest attack on democracy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are not a democracy. We are a republic. We have sovereign states that came together and crafted a limited general government. There is one rule
of
law.
What kind of government?
A limited.
Limited.
General government to take care of their general welfare and their common defense. Nothing else. What goes on inside the states is states' business. And we are ruled by law, not by a majority vote. By the way, if somebody wants to see how well democracy works, remember the trial of Jesus Christ.
That was democracy.
They voted to release a man guilty of murder, Barabbas, and they executed an innocent man, and they did it democratically.
Yeah, they gave him a chance to vote.
So we are not a democracy. But again, the whole idea that this is the greatest attack on democracy in American history, going all the way back, and we think there was the time that the British burned the Capitol in, what was it,
1814, yeah, the War of 1812.
Right. Then we saw, of course, Pearl Harbor. We saw 9/11, which most of us were alive to watch that with our own eyes.
Bill Ayers.
And of course, yes, the greatest attack, there actually was a bombing of the United States Capitol and the United States State Department.
Yeah, actually multiple bombings.
And the Pentagon.
Yep.
In 1971 by a group that was called the Weather Underground. Mm-hmm. Bill Ayers, Bernardine Dorn. By the way, those were the two that launched President Obama's.
Who says?
Well, just all the facts.
Well, and Obama himself.
And Obama himself, that's exactly
he
right.
actually called Bill Ayers his political mentor
exactly.
and friend.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So they actually had explosives. People died.
They detonated.
Damage
them.
Was done. Exactly.
Yes.
But it's amazing that Senator McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and others seem to overlook that little incident in 1971. Yeah. Yet this deal this year, where the only person that was killed was executed by a Capitol policeman, and it was a veteran, a woman yeah. veteran.
She had not actually done anything violent. Right.
Of course not.
Yeah. She was just shot, kind of caught in the crossfire, really.
Well, let me ask you this. How deep is the nonsense on all this in your yeah. mind? What do you
Well, think? You know, Pilate once asked, what is truth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Jesus had said earlier, it's recorded in John 17:17, God's word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ultimately then truth has to have some kind of standard.
Right.
And what is happening is what has happened in countries literally for centuries, but if we begin with communism, the idea of crafting a version mm-hmm. of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea that if you repeat something long enough, even if it isn't true, you can make it true in the minds of people who don't know any better. And what we're actually talking about here is Mitch McConnell's mm-hmm. declaration yesterday, which would have been February the 8th, 2022, that surely the January 6th event has to be labeled as violent, as a violent insurrection. Now, whatever it was, and I definitely believe that those people were idiots, that he should have never allowed themselves to have gotten
mm-hmm.
sucked into that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much planning went into it. I personally am under the belief that there had to be plants in the crowd. There mm-hmm. had to be people
Absolutely.
Who had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems, and you said it a while ago, it seems that the Capitol Police, at least some of them, had to have been a part of it because you can't get into that
no.
Capitol building
no. Good luck.
Through the doors that they were using.
Yeah, and you can have an appointment. You try to get into the Capitol, period, right now.
Well, try to get into the Senate or House office building. They have armed guards there carrying
M16s. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting? And we want our audience, folks, Acts 17:11 is one of our favorite verses here at Fairview. It's where Paul complimented the Bereans because they attentively listened to Paul's message and took notes, asked questions, took it all in, observed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got in the Bible to make sure that what Paul was saying was actually true. So it's basically the Reagan narrative, trust but verify.
And the Bible would have been then the Old Testament.
Of course, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah,
there was no New Testament.
That's right. But start thinking critically. Everything that you see or hear, obviously trust your eyes yes. more than you trust the approved narrative. And one of the first things I asked is I was watching, you know, like I said, I remember the day I was sitting there literally
sure.
looking out my window, working on my
sure.
computer, watching the TV.
I was in a restaurant when I heard about it.
And the things that I was seeing, I thought, well, this is what was immediately came to my mind. It's funny is that this is a setup.
I mean, yeah.
You can't get into the Capitol this
thing.
Easy.
No, you can't.
I mean, this,
you literally cannot.
And think about it. This is the one day of the year where they are going to, you know, basically validate the
yeah.
election results.
Right.
Where you have
certify the election.
Every member of Congress was there.
Yeah.
Every member of the government was inside the mm-hmm. Capitol. All 435 House members, all 100 senators. You had everybody that was somebody that was there.
So you're implying that security would have been at a really high level?
How on yeah. earth would you not have had maximum
well,
security?
And not only that, but the then seated president of the
yes,
United States
was there.
Well, was
yeah,
holding
yeah,
a rally
yeah,
in
right,
the mall.
Exactly.
Now, it wasn't
yeah,
right next
right.
to the Capitol building. So there's heightened awareness.
Washington, D.C. should have been secure enough to withstand an invasion from an enemy nation.
Well, to be honest with you, the facts are that President Trump at that time had offered
yes,
to Speaker
right.
Pelosi special forces
mm-hmm.
to actually protect the Capitol building
mm-hmm.
before the rally ever took place, days before. It was really her job
mm-hmm.
to secure the House chamber.
Yep, and she declined.
Of course she did.
Wonder why.
Yeah, well, you ask me, you tell me.
Let me tell you what, the Tucker Carlson did a great story on that. I don't know if you saw it, investigative journalism. It's on Fox Nation. By the way, if you don't have Fox Nation, I don't follow every Fox journalist. I love Tucker. There's a few of them that I really enjoy.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Fox Nation has some great stuff on there. Their series right now on education is a must watch. Their series right now on Hunter Biden's laptop is a must watch. And Tucker did a great investigative report on January the 6th, which absolutely is a must watch. And there's a lot of questions that are just unanswered right now.
Of course.
And that's one of them. Yeah. Why didn't Pelosi have the security? Why didn't she receive this and be prepared for something that actually came up? And then we're sitting there watching it. We've got all this video. As we just talked about a moment ago, the guy with the big, buffalo horns walking in there, walked into by security police, allowed to sit up there. There was no rioting. There was no fighting. There was no breaking stuff down. How did that happen? And why won't they release all the video from inside the Capitol? Yeah. If the truth will justify or verify or substantiate their allegations, then release the video. They'd have no reason not to.
Yep.
The only reason you don't release the video is that it doesn't substantiate their narrative.
Well, and yesterday when Mitch McConnell comes out, what he's really doing is he's giving Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger cover because they're on this panel that is a kangaroo court. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do is vilify whoever was at the Capitol on the 6th.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, Paul, had I been there, I would have told people, don't do that.
Sure.
Don't climb up onto the side of the Capitol building, regardless of who the president is about to be, regardless of all of that. You know, you respect the buildings and the property and the premises, even if you don't agree with Joe Biden's election and you believe it was actually stolen. So I will tell you, I don't agree with what happened, but at the same time, he calls it a violent insurrection. So let's define the two words. Let's define violent and the word insurrection. So how would we define violent? Let's begin there.
Marching around, carrying signs, waving Trump flags.
That wouldn't be right. It would be things like you have a club in your hand.
How about maybe
you have bombs?
How about maybe a bomb in the
Capitol? How about that? Or maybe firearms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it has already been proven that none of those people had any of those things.
Right.
Now, they may not have brought their senses with them, but the one thing they didn't bring with them were firearms, bombs, clubs, none of that.
Right.
So, first of all, it wasn't violent. In fact, you just said it a while ago. Really, the only violence other than again, something I wouldn't have embraced, breaking some windows, that kind of thing, which they should not have done.
Right.
I believe a lot of that was from some of these plants.
Absolutely. And an interesting that, and I don't want to make sure and get your second point.
No, it's
but an interesting that this week, one of the members of the CIA was making a presentation to the media talking about how they had an ungood authority and they knew that Russia was planning on doing a false flag operation where Russian troops were going to pose as Ukrainians and then attack a Ukrainian outpost and justify a Russian response. I wonder if our CIA is capable of doing that or the FBI would be capable of doing that same thing.
Well, no, of course not. They wouldn't even think of it. They're all patriotic. They love America, and they love Americans. Right?
Well, you know, we've heard that's the sad thing. We've heard stories. We know that our own CIA has been involved in other countries doing similar things. Sadly, now our own government has turned against free America. The America that was established on the Declaration of Independence.
Well, and of course now they craft the so-called truth into something they want it to be. So, for instance, right now these truckers are protesting in Canada, all right? But what are they calling them? They're calling them terrorists. Mm-hmm. They're saying that it's violent. There has been no violence other than idiots that are not the truckers.
Right.
Okay, so it's not violent. They're not violent. In fact, most of these people are just peace-loving folks trying to
save their liberty and save their country.
But what are the news characterizing it as? An attempted overthrow of the government. Those truckers are not trying to overthrow the Canadian government. They're trying to get their voices heard. Now, go back to January the 6th. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it wasn't violent.
Okay.
Secondly, insurrection. How do we define insurrection? What's an insurrection?
objecting to whatever Nancy Pelosi wants to happen.
Or objecting to Joe Biden being the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Or believing that maybe, according to our own senators and mm-hmm. representatives, mm-hmm. that there was evidence
right.
of fraud in
right.
the election. Right. Well, no, that's not insurrection. An insurrection is a violent attempt at overthrowing a government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though some of those people may have been idiots, did it look like they were trying to overthrow the government of the United States? And if you were going to try to overthrow the government of the United States, would you do it by somehow breaching the Capitol building wearing a buffalo head?
Well, only if you don't want to draw attention to yourself, right?
Exactly. I mean, other than not having guns, not having any weapons of any sort, and not having any plan to actually overthrow the government of the United States of America, I guess it was an insurrection.
Well, based on what I saw is exactly what you're saying. I think this whole thing was a plan.
I do, too.
I think, you know, obviously there was a great question about what had taken place during the election when we all sat there and saw President Trump was 700,000 votes ahead in Pennsylvania and ahead in Georgia and had already been declared the winner
yep.
in Florida.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, for the first time ever, we shut everything down. And for the first time ever, and for the first time ever, we have boxes and boxes and boxes of absentee ballots that are being counted. And logically, a lot of people are going, wait a second, we'd like to verify that. We've got a question about what went on.
Yeah.
And even as you said a moment ago, our own United States Senator in an email that we have
James
in our
Lincoln.
Possession made the statement. He said this, we know there was election fraud.
Right.
Well, if we know there was election fraud, then obviously you shouldn't certify a fraudulent
right.
election.
But what kind of effect did that have on him?
Yeah, January
what
the 6th.
What did he do?
That whole thing on January 6th totally changed the temperature of the country and the direction of the country.
Yeah.
Because we were overwhelmingly moving in the right direction. That just threw a wet blanket on everything.
He was going to stand up. Yeah.
Supposedly.
He changes. Well, supposedly
yeah.
he
yeah.
was going to stand up with a number of other senators
right.
and object.
Right.
to certifying the election until, and they were saying a 10-day
yeah.
investigation. Now, what can you find out in 10 days? But maybe more than we think. Now, let's assume they were being honest about that. But what happens once this violent insurrection takes place? They fold up
absolutely.
Like a Walmart suit.
Mm-hmm.
Just immediately roll over. And even our own Senator
yep.
James Lankford said, hey, this was terrible.
He apologized.
We've got to certify.
He
yeah.
even questioned. It's like, wait a second.
Yeah, whoa.
Either there was fraud or there wasn't.
Yeah. And,
that's
and
the
what,
bottom line.
And what did the so-called insurrection have right. to do with whether or not
right.
there was fraud in the election from a few days before?
You know, what we all should – that's an excellent point. And what we all should demand is objectiveness and consistency.
Right.
You know what? When we've got – for example, you know, there was all this – and, of course, it's now been proven to be bull – but the idea of the Russia collusion with President
stuff.
Trump. Okay.
And yeah, it was total
for
nonsense.
For 4 years.
Total nonsense.
Nonstop in the media, all this effort. Yet, when President Obama was actually in office, running for his second term, on a hot mic, sitting next to
yes.
a Russian representative,
uh-huh.
leans forward and says, tell Vladimir that after the election, I'll have a lot more room to move
yeah,
and
to negotiate.
To negotiate
yeah.
Now, if there's any – now, all I'm asking is this.
Is that collusion?
Objectivity. Exactly.
Well,
call balls and strikes. It doesn't matter who's at the plate. It's either over the strikes or
well,
it's
what
not.
About the vice president of the United States
yeah.
bragging, and
yeah.
it's on video,
yeah, on the,
that he's blackmailing
yep. the Ukraine.
The prosecutor mm-hmm. in Ukraine who's mm-hmm. actually investigating his son.
Yeah.
And he brags about it. He
yeah.
says, you're not going to get the $1 billion if that guy isn't fired. That's not collusion. And then
yep.
President Trump, the president, talks to the president of Ukraine on a phone call that is recorded.
Mm-hmm.
There is the transcript, and he tells them they need to get to the bottom of it, and that
yep.
is collusion. No, it's all nonsense. And the reason why this Mitch McConnell thing is so infuriating to me is because it shows him to be exactly what I've always believed he is. Even though he calls himself a Republican,
yeah.
he is part of this establishment.
Yep.
Collusion, whatever you want to call it, and he's covering Liz Cheney and these guys, And he keeps using this terminology, violent insurrection, because no one wants a violent insurrection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're going to call it. And they figure if they call it that long enough, we'll finally say, yes, violent insurrection, yes. Because they just keep repeating it over and over and over and over. But it's not true.
Right. Well, you know, what I think we've all come to at least you and I have come to the conclusion based on what we've seen as we've been actively involved in politics for the last 25 years, is that nothing ever happens in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It's a game that they play. The Republican inside,
it's a total ruse. Inside it's a shell the
Beltway.
Game, buddy.
Exactly. When they come to D.C., inside the Beltway, you've got the Republican team and the Democratic team, and they all get on stage and they have their speeches as they present their arguments to basically an empty Senate or an empty House chamber.
And they attack each other and all this kind of stuff.
And then they go have dinner together and have drinks together.
Yeah, go play golf together.
And it's like baseball. We just go in circles. And nothing ever changes.
Right. It's your turn this time. Yep. It'll be our turn next time. Or if it's not, if it's your turn two times in a row, we'll eventually come back and then we'll be in charge. Paula saw the same thing happen at the state level in the legislature. It's the same kind of nonsense. Now, for instance, in this article that I have here, and by the way, this is NBC News, so it's supposed to be, you know, at least trustworthy.
Now we are spreading false information.
Yeah, so here's the article. The article actually quotes Kevin McCarthy, who is, of course, the House Minority Leader, and he says about this panel that Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and these others are on, of course, they're the only two Republicans. The true conservatives were kicked off by Nancy Pelosi.
Sure.
Okay, so he says this is a pure political committee. I think those two individuals, he's talking about Cheney and Kinzinger, would have a hard time ever coming back to Congress. Okay, that's what he said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I just looked at article headlines a while ago where today Kevin McCarthy is calling January 6th a violent insurrection.
Goodness. He must have gotten a phone call.
I guarantee you that's what happened.
Get back in line.
Now, I haven't read all the articles yet, so I say that with a little bit of hesitancy, but I looked at enough headlines that I think that's exactly what has happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to wrap up this particular podcast. Recognize this. You know, we love dialogue. We love debate. I love apologetics. I love looking at the facts. Let's put all the facts out on the table.
But there it is, the facts.
That's it. We want
the facts. A search for the truth.
So let's release all this video that they have from inside the Capitol that day. Let's let the people see it. Let's let the evidence come to light, and then we will know the truth. And we won't have to trust Representative McCarthy or Representative Pelosi or anyone else's word for it.
Can I say one last thing? And I'm borrowing this from Mark Levin. Mark Levin was talking about this very thing last night. And he said, isn't it funny that back in the days of Bush and Gore, whenever the Supreme Court stepped in and stopped Florida, because Florida was about to rewrite the election laws and crown Al Gore the president, even though he actually didn't have the votes.
Right.
And the Supreme Court stepped in. They were reluctant, but they stepped in and they stopped it, and they called it. And, of course, then George Bush is reelected as president of the United States. But where were they yelling insurrection then, or monkeying with the election results or whatever? They weren't. But see, this time, they're in charge.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, they twist the facts. So what I would say is people need to be about the truth. See, I want to know the truth no matter what
Absolutely.
It is. No matter how painful it is, I want to know the truth. Because you know what? It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be true even if I say something else. What is true will still be true.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to win the debate. I want to make sure I'm right.
I want to know the truth.
Absolutely.
And that's why, of course, ultimately as believers, we think that the gospel is so important and scripture, because if it is true, then there's some pretty unescapable facts that everybody's going to have to face. Jesus says, no one comes to the Father but by me. Now, is that true or is it not true? Because if it is true, boy, will that not affect everybody's eternity. If it isn't true, we can just ignore him as a crazy man or, you know, some kind of nutty plan. But if it's true, that's why the truth matters.
Absolutely. And the final piece of evidence, just like if they would just release the video and we could see what was going on, was the tomb really empty or not?
Or was it not?
Because his whole claim, he staked it on that. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days, I'm going to be in the tomb for 3 days, but I'm coming out.
And you're telling me that those Romans could not have produced the body.
I know. I know, I know.
That's why truth matters.
Buddy, it's a good time, good spot to stop. Good to have you back in town. I hope you enjoy hearing us babble back and forth. And we look forward to being with you next week for next week's. By the way, go to our website, Declaration for Liberty. Check that website out. See a lot of what's behind what's going on. And I praise the Lord that more and more light of day is coming to the populace about the Great Reset. And there are more and more forces standing against it. So good things are happening there. DeclarationForLiberty.com. Until then, we'll see you next week for the next edition of Riding the Storm Out.